Hey guys, this is Ken Study Journey audio article. My 5 requirements on studying. How to be a self-disciplined student. I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard Ken Study Journey study pathway and train, being productive, diligent, and active. I have made some strict requirements to motivate me to study actively, including achieving 90% of daily goals. I have also become a student union inspector. Making requirements and being self-disciplined are crucial for students because they can create motivation to study actively. Before sharing my requirements, let's talk about becoming a student union member. In 8th level grade, I have been elected by and entered my school student union, acting as an inspector of disciplines. This is a result of being a self-disciplined student. It is also the first time for having such a position. In the students' union speech, I said, "In fact, I didn't study well in the past, but I have realized that studying and following rules are crucial for every single student and overtaken my classmates in grade 9. I always turn off the lights in dormitory and compel my roommates to sleep when the time is up at 22:30, although teachers do not come. I also warn my roommates to talk loudly after sleeping time, and even report to my homeroom teacher when necessary, to make sure I have good productivity on the second day. 1. Always follow the rules. We are all surrounded by rules and laws. For example, schools have disciplines, websites and apps have terms of service, acceptable use policy, and/or community guidelines. Following rules is not just for dealing with inspection, but also making the environment and atmosphere better. For example, the rule has no effect if a student plays games and then switches apps immediately when an inspector, usually a teacher or parent, comes. I always wear a seatbelt in cars and actively scan the health code whether this place has inspectors. 2. Recall 50% of main idea. We may lose some content while reading books, listening to lectures and audio, watching videos and vlogs, and having lessons. This may be caused by not listening carefully, being distracted, or lacking interest to the content. I always recall the main idea after listening or reading, depending on the difficulty of the content. To ensure I intake most content in a material or lesson, I need to recall at least 50% of the main idea, or I will need to listen, read, or watch again. 3. Less than 20% mistakes. Students may make mistakes while writing articles or finishing homework or projects, which should be reduced as possible. So I limited this to 20% for each project. This does not include errors other than carelessness. This applies to both my projects or homework and public resources like websites, articles, and vlogs. 4. 90% goals achievement rate. As one of my study strategies since 2020 in junior high school, I have been setting and tracking daily goals. With my study planner app and my daily goals checklist, I can immediately know my daily goals achievement rate at any time. So I let myself keep the achievement rate greater than 90%, refer to my planner system. 5. Form great habits. In the past few years, I was suffering from forgetting everything to do and even my habits due to my heavy burden. But habits are unforgettable. Forming great habits can boost my productivity. Although I cannot remember all habits, I can form them by drawing and sticking some posters and reminder cards. These are my requirements as a student. Hope you can be a self-disciplined student too and get outstanding results. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, kenstudyjourney.com. You can also subscribe to my email newsletter on my website. See you in the next article. Bye.